Lisa and Pete here with a Friday edition of The Catch-Up.
Matt Prittis from the West Coast Eagles stopped by before he makes his comeback this weekend against Port.
Beck Madden joined us ahead of the premiere of Channel 9's brand new show, Australian Ninja Warrior.
And Dennis Committee gave us his Round 16 tips. Have a great weekend.
Have your preferred tax accountant come to you and maximise your tax return with Quacks. Quacks equals quick tax. QUAX.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Shut up! The board is on the radio!
Brownlow medalist, All-Australian champ, and all-round top bloke. Let's talk footy with Matt Prittis from the West Coast Eagles on Mix 94.5.
Hello, Matt.
Good morning.
Welcome
good
to
see you
the
guys.
Studio.
Hey, did you ever get grounded for anything as a kid? Did you ever...
Oh, normally just little punch-ups with my younger brother, but
really?
It was nothing serious,
oh,
yeah.
Half of the course, really.
I was going to say, I can't imagine you getting grounded for anything. You're just too nice, you know? Hey, mate, big game this weekend. It's always a big game, but especially for the fact that you are back in the team. How are you feeling? Feeling all good? Ready to go?
Yeah, can't wait. So have a little rest on the weekend and freshen up and ready to go. Take on Port Adelaide this week, so... Yeah, it's going to be a great game.
Now, what happens when you have a weekend off? Do you, you know, because that's it, isn't it? It's a weekend off. You actually get to chill out. You relax a little bit. Have you got the wife kind of going, all right, I've made a bit of a list here.
It's while you're home.
Yeah.
A couple of things you can catch
up
on.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, especially in the team travel. So if it's a home game, then you're still amongst it.
You're at the game.
Yeah. You are. So, we still have a big training session in the morning on Saturday morning. So you get through that. You're still touching the footies, getting the kilometres and the legs. And then once that's finished, you actually get your day and a half. So freshen up mentally, watch the game, obviously, on the TV. And, like a supporter, really enjoyed it. Yeah. It's a good win.
How is it watching the game? What sort of emotions go through you while you're watching the game, especially when it's been so tight throughout the entire season this season?
Yeah, and at three-quarter time, we're up by 30 points. So you knew something was going to happen. It's just the season it's been. But, I tried to almost... not watch too many structures. I try to just enjoy the game and get amongst it.
It must be hard, though, because you're looking at it from a different point of view.
You'd much rather be out there. But the boys were fantastic, really strong in the contest, and it was a great win.
Mate, you guys, it's been a little bit rough for you guys against Port Adelaide, and I don't mean that in regards to going down against them, because your last three wins, 17, 2016, 2015, you've won them against Port Adelaide, but they've all been at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
This is the first one in 4 years where you get to play Port Adelaide here at home. Mm. You're kind of like just going, AFL, what are you doing?
It's just part of the fixture. It really goes, I think in my first few years I played at Geelong, and hadn't played them for Super for like 4 or 5 years. So that's just part of the fixture, the way it's all made up. And we play them twice this year, so it's a great opportunity to play them here in Perth.
Fantastic. Nice. Mate, I've got to ask you, have you cut your hair?
Yes, mate.
You have, haven't you?
I'm just keeping the ears nice and warm. They've always been protected, so.
Hey, Skipper's back in, Shannon Hearn. Must be stoked about that.
Yeah, so he missed the 1 week with a bit of concussion and a little hammy that he had. So he's back in. He'll lead from the front, as he always does.
Mark Lacroix as well.
Yes. Yeah. He's missed a couple of weeks with his hip injury. So there's a few changes this week. But, we're just showing at the moment that the depth we've got in this footy club. So you've got to perform, keep your spot, and hopefully the team just keeps winning.
I've noticed Mark's been fishing a lot lately.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? He's always on the TV at night, showing off what he's caught. You know, this is the place to go and check it out.
He is very good. He's very good.
Beauty, mate. Well, listen, all the best. Good luck against Port Adelaide this weekend. It's happening on Sunday afternoon. Bounce down at 2:40, and you're going to hear the game live right here on Mix 94.5. Thanks, Pritter.
Thanks, guys.
You, of course, know this woman from The Footy Show, but also to appear as a host very soon on the brand new Australian Ninja Warrior. It's so great to have you on the show, Rebecca Madden. Thank you for joining us and good morning.
Pete and Lisa, good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, Rebecca, I reckon that stepping onto that panel on The Footy Show for the first time pretty much makes you an Australian Ninja Warrior. So hats off to you.
I like that.
Well, it took a brave lady, but you've done very well. Now tell us about the new show, Australian Ninja Warrior.
Oh, have you got an hour? I could talk about this show non-stop. I know that you might think I'm biased because I'm one of the hosts of this show, but honestly, I am so excited by this show. What they do will actually blow your mind. It's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, well, I've been following this sort of stuff from the other Ninja Warrior shows from around the
overseas.
Yeah. Like the UK, the American Ninja Warrior. Oh, they go absolutely mad for it. So I have been itching for it to get here because not just for the actual sake of watching what they go through on the show, but seeing the backstory of how they get to Australian Ninja Warrior and the tests that they put them through, including a couple of people here from Perth as well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Pete, to be honest. I mean, you're not familiar with the names of the athletes that are on the show because they've had no sport to compete in before. So it's not like a well-known Olympian or, you know, someone who competes at the Commonwealth Games. The reason you want these people to do so well and you're cheering from your couch and you're barracking so hard is because you actually get to know these people. You're right, we do some backstories. And when you listen to some of these backstories, I mean, you just got to question yourself sometimes about how easy you've got it, because some of these people have been in, you know, terrible car accidents. They've broken, you know, their back, and there they are on the biggest stage about to conquer, you know, one of the most challenging, or if not the most challenging, obstacle course in the world.
Yeah, and they're climbing up a rope that's like, I don't know, 20, 30 metres high, and there I am sitting on my fat bum on the couch. Just looking
at it. Having a bowl of ice cream.
Having a bowl of ice cream, looking at it going, come on, mate, you could have made that. What are you doing?
I know. So, you know what? I'll let you in on a little secret. The women, the Australian women, have gone so well in the first season compared to the rest of the world. They are phenomenal. So go the girls.
Yeah. You're probably too young, Rebecca, to remember a show called It's a Knockout, but maybe Mike Whitney's Gladiators.
It's a knockout, but sadly I do.
It's a kind of a combo of the two to me in a little way.
Oh, yes and no. Not really, because that was sort of funny. Like,
yes.
It's not a funny.
Oh, this doesn't look funny. This looks painful.
Yeah, no, there's no fun attached to this.
Fantastic. Look, it's definitely a sight to behold. I was lucky enough to go over to Sydney and actually see the taping, so it's going to be awesome.
See the taping or audition?
Well, I tried, but they wouldn't accept the fact that I said to them, look, here's my audition, and then I pulled out a couch and sat on it, and then was like...
I know, but I had a question. Did you have to go at the warped wall?
No, I didn't have a go at the warped wall. I had a go at the cheese platter, though.
Delicious. And that was really difficult to conquer as well.
It really was, Rebecca. It really was. All right, looking forward to this. Australian
Thanks,
Ninja Warrior, and you'll be alongside Ben Fordham and Andrew Freddy Flintoff. Looking forward to it, Rebecca. Thanks for the chat.
It's so great. Thank you very much, Pete.
See ya.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh, what a beauty. Talking footy with Dennis Cometti for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Good morning, Dennis Cometti.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Now, you said before the song that you had a question for me. What is that question?
Well, it's gone now. I've lost this. Yeah, I have.
Lost the momentum.
Well, you were talking about Nick Kyrgios, and I've just got something that burns at me. What's the difference between being temperamental and not trying and tanking? And do you reckon Nick Kyrgios's mates can pick his moods and then have a bet?
Actually, that's a very good point.
Not
the
a bad
to
point.
The first question, yeah. Tommy.
Well, you knocked me off the first time, and I was ready to go. I would have been hotter on that.
That is a really good point because it is, isn't it?
At
the end of the day, if that's something, if he can give that reason in his press conference and go, "I've just sort of had enough," then they can pick off that if they want to.
Yeah, of course.
Are they allowed to bet? Though, is it like the footy where they're allowed to bet on the contests happening at the time? Like, can Tomich go and put a bet on Nick Kyrgios?
Of course.
I haven't seen an ad that says if your player turns out to be a flog, you can have your money back.
Well, his mate's good, put it that way.
Yeah.
You can pick him in the morning and know what's going to happen.
You know, I did like the fact that that one thing came out of the Tomich after he said, you know, I'm bored with this and all that sort of stuff. It was good to see that his racket sponsor head has dropped
him
now.
Yes.
So, you know, hit him where it hurts, because that's what he was talking about, his press conference.
With his own racket.
I'm going to be fine because I've got so much money. I'm all good.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Not if all your sponsors leave you, mate.
Obviously, the guy got mad from the tennis racket company. Listening to that, he would have been upset. That's my money.
Now, Dan, just before we get to round 16 tips, front page of the West Australian, the NRL Nines kicking off Perth Stadium. What do you think of that? Is it going to happen or what?
Well, it's a commercial organisation running it, so they can do what they like. Probably not what we anticipated.
But it's Nines.
I didn't read the
front
page, so you've got me. You know, might as well just backpedaling here. Look, Nines, that's not really at the top of the tree, is it?
No, it's not.
Let alone in WA, when NRL isn't even anywhere near the top of the tree either.
No, well, maybe we can get a Nines up for the AFL and they play them. Compromise. Actually, I'm always about compromise.
Yeah, because AFL has a nines tournament as well that goes around the country too. So
there you go.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Round 16, Adelaide.
I like my question more than yours. I had no idea what you were talking
always
about.
Always way better. Adelaide versus the Western Bulldogs, Dan.
Well, Adelaide for me. The Western Bulldogs lost three of their last four. They're in trouble. Adelaide should win at home, shouldn't they?
Now, speaking of at home, Hawthorn, GWS.
GWS, a lot of injuries. Incidentally, I'm still pleased that you're asking me because I'm not enjoying the tipping. I asked to be removed from the tipping grid in the West Australian. I did. I wanted to go to the shipping pages, you know, the shipping news. And they said, no, you've got to stay because you're in the ship. So let me see. Who did I go for there? GWS, yes.
All right, GWS. Collingwood and Essendon.
Well, Collingwood, actually, they're having a bad season. They've lost their... they've lost eight games by four goals or less. So they've been very competitive, Collingwood, but I think they'll lose this one as well. Essendon, it'll be close.
Right. Sydney versus the Gold Coast.
Should win, Sydney. Yep. Gary Ablett is out after playing his 300th last week. So he's very important to Gold Coast. And as a result, I think Sydney win easily and continue their march through the eight.
Brisbane Lions throwing a couple of wins together lately. They're taking on Geelong, though, at home.
Haven't they improved, Brisbane, eh?
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden.
Interesting story in this. I think Geelong will win, incidentally. Tom Lonergan, a cat, plays his 200th game. He lost a kidney and nearly died in his 27th game.
What?
There is a very good and very brave player. Can you imagine one kidney and you're backing back into a pack? And they're coming. And if they get you again, you're gone.
What was it? Was it a knee in the back?
That's knee in the back. Wonderful courage that day in his 27th game. And here he is. He's played on. He's reached 200. He's been a very successful player for the Cats. And bless him. Tom Lonergan, you're a star.
Wow.
Fine line between star and foolish, though. Oh.
Where do you get Cheerios on the radio if you're a star?
Although
you're talking about that girl who's been, anyway, that's another story about...
The curiosity.
Yes, that's right. St Kilda and Richmond, that was the question, wasn't it? Well, Richmond, I've gone for them. It's another tough game to pick, though.
North Melbourne and Fremantle as we move to Sunday, which you'll hear live on Mix 94.5 at 10 past 11.
Now, Waite is a big out for North Melbourne. Hill and Blakely come back for Fremantle. Sandilands is out, but kicking goals will be the problem, no doubt, for Fremantle, but I've tipped them.
All right.
I'm desperate.
Carlton and Melbourne.
Carlton are a chance, actually. I don't talk betting too often, but apparently there's been a lot of money for Carlton overnight. Melbourne have got a lot of injuries. Well, it is, isn't it? Generally, follow the money. Follow the money. So I think Melbourne, though. I've gone for Melbourne, but this won't be easy. Carlton are playing some pretty good defensive football at the moment.
And we'll hear you on the radio for this one, mate, with Lockie Reed, Tanya Armstrong, Andrew Embley, and Mark Cometti. West Coast taking on Port Adelaide. It's at 2:40 p.m. Bounce down. The preview at 2 o'clock, live on Mix 94.5.
Okay, well, Hearn, Prittis, Lacroix, Lysette, and Schofield come back in. Still no Josh Kennedy. He hasn't played since round 10, but isn't it interesting? They did pick him in round 11.
Mm.
Obviously, he's had a setback. They were impressive last week. Port quite achievers. They're fifth in the competition, but I think Port will find this a little tough.
Well, what was it a couple of weeks ago that Adam Simpson actually came out and said, you know, we probably brought him back a little bit prematurely. We should have followed the doctor's advice. They said not to play him in round 11.
Yeah, probably.
Well, what would doctors know?
Oh, no kidding.
Probably a good idea. You they want the him player. For the Derby next week, so, you know,
that's,
keep good
that's
for that.
Fair enough, too. If they can win this one, that's a bonus, isn't it?
Hey, Dan.
Every win's a bonus.
Got to throw this out there because Lise has been doing an experiment this season where she's been tipping all the away teams. Nailed us last weekend.
I thought we were going to wait till the end of the season. Seven. So good on you, Pete.
Seven.
Sorry, Lee. Sorry. Seven. So, seven from the tipping. So
and you're asking
go.
Me, Liam. I'm flattered. I'm flattered, Lisa. That's very nice of you.
Thank you, mate. We'll catch you on the call this weekend.
Okay.
For Automasters, get Centimeter Perfect Service and Repairs at any of their 42 branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Quacks Mobile Tax Accountants are quick and cost effective. You can pay by credit card or deduct from your return. Quacks equals Quick Tax. QUAX.